welcome to the ProWalk podcast, where we celebrate the resilience, power, and brilliance of professional women of color in Denmark and beyond. ProWalk is dedicated to building a strong network that empowers its members to connect, grow, and evolve in their professional journeys. My name is Neha Mortuza, and I will be your host. Through engaging stories and insightful conversations, we will showcase the achievements and transformative experiences of women within our community. Join us as we celebrate diversity, champion equity, and work together to create a future where inclusion is not just an ideal, but a reality. We all know the African proverb, it takes a village to raise a child. But do you know the Swahili word Ubuntu? It's a concept deeply rooted in African philosophy. It means I am because we are, and because we are, you are. It speaks to the interconnectedness of humanity, the idea that our individual well-being is linked to the well-being of those around us. Finding your tribe in a foreign country means connecting with like-minded people and a supportive community that empowers you to thrive. Surrounding yourself with those who understand your experiences foster confidence, belonging, and a true home away from home. Today, I have the pleasure of speaking with two incredible founders of ProWalk, professional women of color in Denmark, Fedra Saint-Hilaire and Selim Ablo-Nielsen. Fedra, originally from Dominica, and Selim from Ghana, both share a deep commitment to empowering women of color in Denmark. As professionals, entrepreneurs, mothers raising their families in Copenhagen, they've navigated the intersection of cultures, values, and career ambition, an experience that inspired them to create a supportive community of women like themselves. In this episode, we'll explore their journey, the mission behind ProWalk, and the impact they're striving to create. Welcome to the pod, Fedra and Selim.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us. It's a really great pleasure to be here.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
I can finally embrace this title I've chosen for myself. I'm a change maker. And I work, that means right now, I work as a global consultant and speaker on issues of gender equality, women empowerment, and yes, diversity, equity, and inclusion, even if it's not popular. I'm also an executive coach, particularly supporting women of color in their journeys, and an angel investor with a focus on impact investing, because I believe it's important that we support women and minorities in making change and in putting my money where my values are. However, most of my working life, I have spent it doing academic research in chemistry and as a life science business leader in the pharma industry.
And how about you, Selim?
Thanks, Neha. It's great to be here. I'm really looking forward to the discussion. A bit about myself. I'm a trained lawyer, so I've worked in-house for a number of years, representing and advising companies on legal, business, and compliance matters. And currently, I work at a large healthcare company as a senior director of compliance for them. And I'm also a co-founder of ProWalk. That's what I do sort of daytime. But I see myself as really somebody who is building and helping build change. And I like to say sort of helping bend the arc.
So you're a change maker too?
Yeah.
Yes.
Change maker.
Okay, fantastic. In a nutshell, what is ProWalk? Selim.
ProWalk to me is really a space of power and purpose. Mm-hmm. I see, you know, my original reason for starting ProWalk was really to create a place where we could empower women, also to elevate women of color, and finally to celebrate women of color. So I think in a nutshell, that's really what ProWalk is to me.
And if I could add to that, ProWalk to me is a space where I go to stimulate my joy and be motivated to transform my life and the life of other people around me. There's a very funny thing. Whenever I go to a ProWalk event, I tell my husband I'll be back home at a certain time. However, I show up 3 hours later, 3 phone calls later, where are you? Because there is just something about being at a ProWalk event. It's the sisterhood. It's not having to explain yourself. It's literally letting your hair down. And then whenever I go there, I leave, I am so filled up and I feel so empowered that I can take on the world.
Amazing. Salim, what prompted you to consider identifying the need of an organization such as ProWalk?
Well, I think I have to say it really is both. It was personal and professional. So, and it remains that way. I mean, looking back all these years, ProWalk is so grounded in the journey that I experienced as an immigrant to Denmark when I first came here, where I feel that the excitement, the enthusiasm, and the drive I had coming to this new country, this new culture, and all the opportunities that I saw for myself, you know, all that optimism met with a kind of cold, hard reality of rejection, stagnation, and a lot of frustration. And that was really the foundation for me that propelled me to kind of start this organization. When I came initially, you know, I struggled for a long time to find work in Denmark, struggled for almost 2 years to find work in my field. And I also saw some of the experiences of other immigrants who had come to Denmark, how they were being received and how they were being perceived as well. Mm. And finally, seeing especially immigrants of color who were in Denmark were often portrayed in the media and public discourse was something that I felt was often negative. Mm-hmm. And that really affected me. So my own personal experience with the job struggle, but also what I was seeing around me in terms of how immigrants were being received and perceived really propelled me to feel that, okay, I needed to do something to change that narrative.
You both seem to come from a very different background in terms of your profession and culture as well. Fedra, did your background in STEM and leadership influence your decision in co-founding ProWalk?
Well, I came to Denmark just before the turn of the millennium, and I had the privilege of coming to Denmark for work. So that was one hurdle that I did not have to deal with, trying to get myself hired by a Danish company. But having said that, I'm a woman in STEM, and many of the circles that I found myself in Denmark, I was the only. And when you're the only and you stand out, you can either try to hide or you have to own it.
I can't imagine you hiding.
Well, I'm kind of tall, so it's hard to hide. But I did face many of the workplace challenges that we talk about. Your authority or your credentials being challenged. The language was a barrier because when I came here, I did not speak Danish. So I was unable to be part of the professional Danish networks. So what I did, I was part of an immigrant network of international women, mainly in STEM. And so we had our own informal network where we met and we would talk about everything from our careers, how to pitch yourself, your CVs when the time came, how do you care for your babies and the whole life experience. And Salim was part of that group. And then I can remember in July of 2018, when we were again talking about the negative portrayal of people of color in Denmark, and we were lamenting the fact that somebody needs to do something about it. And Salim said, you know what? I am going to do something about it. And then I said, when you do something about it, call me and we will do something about it together. And she reached out in January of 2019. And that's when the journey of ProWalk started. But for me, I jumped at the opportunity to support Salim in this journey because even if I had the privilege of coming to work, I was not blind to what was going on. My career trajectory was not the steepest. A lot of people reached out to me because whether I wanted to or not, I was seen as a role model. I mentored a lot of people trying to get them into jobs. And so I saw ProWalk as a means of having this community strength in numbers where we could do something systematically to elevate the experience of women of color in Denmark.
Salim, how did the journey from idea to action take shape?
Well, I think for me, the experience that I'd had in terms of my own journey in Denmark and the struggles that I'd faced even when I got to the point where I did secure a great job in my field, you know, where I felt that, okay, finally, I've arrived, I can use my skills, I can use my knowledge, I can use my education. I was very excited about that, very happy about that, and felt, you know, after a long period, I was able to thrive. Even when I got to that point, I was really left with a bitter taste in my mouth in terms of, you know, that experience of getting there. And I questioned if someone like me, who had a good education, had solid work experience, you know, had resources and means, if I had struggled so much to find work, how were other people faring? You know, how were they doing? How were immigrants who came to this country able to really survive and thrive? You know, it was a question that kept plaguing me. And I also remember being, you know, about in town in Copenhagen, where I would see a lot of immigrants who had super interesting backgrounds, people from Afghanistan, Turkey, wherever, France, who were taking all kinds of jobs beneath their ambitions, right? I met doctors who were working as drivers. I met people who were accountants by training, who were cleaning. And it wasn't for lack of ambition, but really lack of opportunity and access. And that really stayed with me. So, you know, as I settled into my new job role, I still had this lingering question about, okay, but we need to do something about this. And I think I had been talking, you know, as Phaedra said, with my friends about this perception of immigrants and people of color, and, you know, we need to change the narrative. And those conversations really convinced me that, you know, something needed to be done. And the final straw for me was when I reached out to a large media house in Denmark and challenged them to change some of the stories that I was seeing on TV about immigrants, often about refugees or about people who were not contributing, who were kind of a drain on society. And I challenged them to say, look, there's so many other great stories out there of people of color who are actually, you know, remarkable, highly competent, contributing. You know, why aren't you telling those stories? And the response I got was very lukewarm at best. Basically, that they were very happy with the coverage and they felt it was balanced and fair and they were not interested. So that was the final straw for me. So after that, I decided, okay, it's time to do something. And I reached out to a small group of friends to ask them if they'd be interested. And I reached out to Phaedra and she was fully on board, you know, 100%. And with that, organized a meeting, invited some women who I had hunted down on LinkedIn or other people in my circle to a meeting at the Marriott Hotel. And about 15 women showed up to that meeting. And I was really blown away by the level of interest and enthusiasm of that small group.
How many did you reach out to?
I probably reached out to about 30 people. And I know others in my circle reached out. I think, you know, Phaedra, Caroline, Iffy, they all reached out to others. It really was a kind of, you know, a scrappy affair. We'd never done anything like this before. But I was super pleased with the group that did show up on the day. And happy to say that that group includes core individuals who are still with ProWalk today. But that's how ProWalk was born.
I have to say, when I walked into the room that day, my heart just sang because that was the first time in my 20 years in Denmark that I met so many brilliant women of color. I mean, I had goosebumps. And, you know, I can still remember when we did the introduction around the story, you know, and this, how people presented themselves. I mean, it was just so inspiring and exciting. I think one of the things I'd like to add to pick up on the story, the women there were so enthusiastic and everybody was committed to getting ProWalk off the ground. And the meeting was on the 9th of March. And by the 27th of March, we already had an organizational structure in place. We had a board in place. We had roles and responsibilities, all those descriptions in place. I mean, we work fast, right? We all had our day jobs, but at night we spent so much time getting the things in place because it's very important that the organization also espoused the name, you know, that it was professional and it was done properly.
I think we all understood that day that this was something special, and it was so personal to many of us in that room, but I think we all shared a sense of potential impact, that this is something that's, it's bigger than us, right? Mm-hmm. That we're serving a bigger purpose here. So I think that was really a lot of the excitement, you know, the drive in the room, because we knew we were creating something that was going to bring change and much needed change.
Phaedra, what core mission drives ProWalk, and how has it evolved since its inception?
The core mission or mission statement is to increase the visibility and impact of women of color in Denmark. But when you dig deep, there are many, many layers. We operate on the individual level that we equip ourselves, we learn, we grow, we evolve. Mm-hmm. So we have educational programs. But at the same time, we build community because there's power in sisterhood. There's power in learning from each other's stories. There's power in leveraging our connections to create opportunities for others and get opportunities for ourselves. And that mission, the original words that Selim, in her wisdom, wrote down in late 2018, that still exists today. So it hasn't really changed. There's actually a small tweaking, you could say an expansion of the mission, which is to do more advocacy. But otherwise, it's as it was imagined from the beginning.
I fully agree. It's so warming to have started something that is still relevant today. You know, like Phaedra said, that core, that essence of what ProWalk is to us and to others remains. That's really encouraging. And I think this idea you mentioned at the beginning, Neha, about Ubuntu and the sense of community, collectivity, somebody once said to me, quote, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. Mm. And that's really what I feel about ProWalk. You know, we intend to go far.
How does ProWalk address the unique challenges faced by professional women of color in Denmark?
I think to answer that question, I will quote one of the feedback that we have gotten from our members. And it's that whenever they meet somebody from ProWalk or they enter into a ProWalk event, there is a feeling of having come home. There is a feeling of speaking words that you do not need to explain. Everybody understands what you are going through. Sometimes you don't even have to speak it. So it's having this shared history, this shared story, this lived experience that makes it easy for you to articulate your feelings or not articulate them and yet still be understood. So how does that differ from other professional organizations here in Denmark? One of the challenges is, of course, the language. I mentioned early on that when I came here, my professional network did not grow as much because of the language barrier. So the language in ProWalk, it's in English, and so it's easy for people to communicate. Then we can have open discussions about code switching, gaslighting, topics that are probably not so much discussed in other professional organizations and maybe not so well understood. So I feel that ProWalk is well positioned to address the unique challenges of women by providing this safe space where people feel seen and heard, and at the same time, you know, have some really concrete and tangible classes and educational programs to address that. For example, I developed a mentoring program together with Coach, and the mentoring program is specific for women of color, and we match them with people who can really relate to them and their journey and therefore help them succeed in their career.
I think another thing that ProWalk offers that became, you know, really clear to me as being so important to a newcomer to a country is the importance of network. And a strong network, that's something that I learned the hard way in the early days here, is, you know, the importance of having a network that can support you when you're making transitions into a new space, into a new country, new culture, new professional environment. The importance of having people who are willing to connect you with opportunities, to connect you with other people, because we know in professional life, relationships matter. Yeah. They really do. You can have the greatest credentials, but at the end of the day, having somebody vouch for you, having somebody recommend you, having someone open the door for you, that can really make a huge difference. And we know that's how much of business and professional life actually work.
Particularly in Denmark as well.
Especially in Denmark. And so I think that's really something important that ProWalk offers, is that network and that opportunity to connect women with a strong network of other women who actually have invested in their success and who are rooting for them. And I think that's a fantastic part about this community, is it's being part of an environment where you know that the women are looking for you to succeed and will do whatever they can to support you in meeting those ambitions, to really elevate. It's really about lifting each other to excellence. That's what I think ProWalk really offers.
And I would say in one short phrase, ProWalk helps new women of color bridge the cultural divide. Definitely.
Mm. What has been the biggest lesson learned in the journey so far for you, Salim?
I think two things. One is the importance of being an actor in your own story, not to be passive, you know, that we can all be agents of change, no matter how big the challenge or the mountain before you, that actually you can affect change. You can start small, you can take steps. And the amazing thing is that there will be other people who are willing to be on that journey with you. That's what I found with ProWalk. Before I started, I was a bit apprehensive about taking this on. I'd never done it before. I wasn't really sure if I wanted to step into that space, but I quickly found that actually I had so many enthusiastic women allies who were prepared to do this with me. That was really encouraging. So I would say, go ahead and take that step, take the leap. Others will join you and you will succeed. And I think another key takeaway for me is just the importance of sisterhood, the importance of community in being able to thrive and survive in a new or a difficult environment, that you can really draw strength from that. And I think that's one of the amazing things that ProWalk offers. Mm.
For me, the biggest lesson is the importance of having a good story, because you need your story and your why and your purpose to be able to get other people on board with you. So making sure that's on point and in place. And it ties into the second thing that I think it's very important, and that's the establishing partnerships and collaborations. I think one of the reasons that ProWalk became so well known and has grown so much over the years has to do with the collaborations that we have forged. We have forged collaborations with media houses. We have worked with large organizations like Maersk, Microsoft, Deloitte, Pandora, Villa, as well as smaller organizations like Cafe Oha and Zozo Wellness. So it's very important to be able to establish those partnerships. And one of the ways of doing that is being very, very clear in your purpose and having a good story.
Amazing. Crafting your story. That's a really valuable lesson. Where do you hope to see ProWalk in the next 5 to 10 years?
I hope and believe that ProWalk will continue to be a central voice and presence, an increasing one in Denmark, promoting positive images, positive stories of women of color, demonstrating the impact that they have in the society, showing the contributions that they are making, and really demonstrating that we are building a better society in this country and a better future for us all. I expect that ProWalk will continue to do that good work.
Is there anything else?
If you know me, that I'm very impatient and ambitious. So I think in 2020, when we made a strategic plan for ProWalk, by 2025, ProWalk would be the global organization. Well, we're not there yet, but we're certainly expanding. And for me, that's where I see ProWalk being an actor, an organization on the global stage that creates safe spaces for women of color, but also actively works with allies to change the environment, because we cannot do it alone. It's not just the minority or the underrepresented group to make the change, because the change benefits all of us. So I see ProWalk as being very central in making that change, not just in Denmark and Scandinavia, but globally.
That brings me nicely back to Earth. Before we go into the global sense, how do you think ProWalk should engage with broader societal conversations?
Well, that was one of the things that we have had more focus on compared to the original vision. And that's something that came about quite organically. We became aware of the fact that we don't exist in a vacuum. And if we want to have better opportunities for women of color, then the environment also needs to change and make it possible and create more opportunities for women of color. So shortly after we were found, we began to be approached and ask our opinion about diversity in Denmark, women of color. We began to be invited to speak at conferences. And in 2021, after COVID, which actually slowed our growth a bit, in 2021, we held our first conference within DEIB on the power of allyship. And since then, we've had conferences, but you could say one of our most memorable, at least for me, because I spoke on Danish television commenting on a study on racism, and that also catapulted ProWalk more and more into the media. And I think it's important as an organization that we also lend our voice, amplify the voices of others who are working to make change.
You guys are incredible. Okay, so I have this rapid fire round, getting to know the founders. How does that sound?
Very uncomfortable.
Scary.
I thought I'd liven, spark it up a bit, okay? Because it was a bit serious. It is a very serious organization. And I'm so happy and proud of what you guys have developed for us, for newcomers to come and join in. Okay, to the rapid fire round. Let's start with Fedra. Ready? Name a book that has had a big impact on you.
Nice Girls Don't Get the Corner Office.
Oh. What's your go-to hype song before a big meeting?
Pass.
I want to hear what you boogie to.
To be honest, I go into the toilet, I raise my hands up, and I scream.
What do you scream?
I just make some noises because it's part of warming up my voice, but also releasing any tension.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's not necessarily any song. I might, you know, just say, no, 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 you know,
yeah, yeah.
And, but don't tell anyone. Shh.
No, we'll keep that quiet. Name a Danish word or phrase every newcomer should learn.
Hygge, of course.
Salty or sweet licorice?
Neither. I have never learned to enjoy licorice.
She hates it.
If you had a superpower for a day, what would it be?
To make people more inclusive, to brainwash them.
Aww. Go to comfort food after a long day.
Ice cream.
Guilty pleasure TV show or movie.
I did love Empire, the series, but there's many of them.
If ProWalk had a mascot, what would it be?
The first thing that came to my mind was celery. I don't know why.
Celery?
Celery.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I mean, these are rapid fire questions, right? If it had to be a mascot, then I think it's going to be a heart.
Nice.
It represents love and power and strength.
Good.
Courage.
Thank you for participating in this. Are you ready for this thing?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. Name a movie that has had a big impact on you.
Long Walk to Freedom. That really touched me. The journey of South Africa's towards independence and Nelson Mandela, his story, moving from being a fighter and having to work and reach across the aisle, actually, to people who had been perceived as enemies for many decades to try and find a way to live together in peace. I found that very inspiring in terms of the challenges of reconciliation, leadership, allyship, and ultimately of forgiveness.
If your life had a theme song, what would it be?
Probably. You know, I love Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
But I think it's Cool in the Gang. I think Celebrate Good Times.
Yeah.
Celebrate Good Times. Come on. Love that.
If you could have coffee with any inspiring woman, dead or alive, who would it be?
Definitely Michelle Obama.
Bring me.
Would love to talk to her. I think she's got so many insights to share. The journey that she made, the space that she had to occupy, all the expectations that were placed upon her. I think she carried a lot with such grace. I would really love to hear what that was like from her perspective. Yeah.
One word your friends would use to describe you.
My close friends would call me kooky.
Do you want to add to that, Petra?
Controlled.
Controlled on the one hand, but kooky on the other side.
Salty or sweet licorice?
Neither. Sorry. I hate licorice. Sorry.
I need to find a foreigner who likes licorice.
I have to say it.
I'm getting used to it. What's your favorite Danish word or phrase?
Nytak. Because it's such a polite way of saying no. You have to have the no, but you say thank you. I like that. Nytak. And it's quite sharp. So I like that.
It depends how you say it.
So you don't say no thank you in English?
No, I usually I love it. I say nai tak. I love it. Just kind of clicks off the tongue.
I like tak for a day.
Mm. Yeah.
It's an unusual way of saying thank you for the day. Like, oh, okay. Yeah. What's a hidden talent or fun fact about you that most people don't know?
I can belly dance and I enjoy belly dancing. So that's probably my hidden talent.
Okay.
I was going to say she's a good dancer.
Okay. Finish this sentence. Prowok in one word is?
Life affirming.
Is that one? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You pass. Okay. So to wrap up this amazing discussion, how can people get involved or support Prowok?
People can support Prowok in many ways. Any organization needs resources to be able to scale and grow. So yes, we're very open to funding and sponsors as well as volunteers. And they can contact us by going on our website, prowok.org. And then there's opportunities to make donations and to reach out to us if they would like to contribute in any way.
Great. We'll put that up in the show notes anyways. And any final words of inspiration or advice for women of color?
I would say keep believing in yourself, aspiring for the things that you want. It's okay and it's wonderful to have high ambitions. And I think, you know, my advice would be to ally yourself with people who support you, who believe in you, and who are willing to support you in that journey forward, very much as Prowok is, people who invested in your success.
Let Phaedra have the final word.
Very similar to what Selim said, to make sure that you invest in having a community, having mentors, and having sponsors. But I would also like to add that you should not suffer in silence and don't be gaslighted. If you think it's happening to you, then it's probably real. But you need to be savvy about how you respond.
Thank you. On that note, thank you so much, ladies. It's been a pleasure talking to you both and
thank
so
you.
Inspirational.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, it's been a pleasure.
It's a wrap.
Pleasure. It's a wrap.
Prowok's mission is simple yet powerful. To connect, grow, and evolve. If you like this episode, please subscribe at ProwokDK. Follow us on LinkedIn, and check for any upcoming events on prowok.org. Bye.